Okay, so we're going to try on Avi Hirschman's recommendation. You can blame him if it doesn't work out. To go through the Rambam's Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Now, are we going to get through the entirety of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah? I don't know. Depends how long you guys are willing to keep at it. But I think we'll start at the beginning. I'm going to start with a general introduction to Sefer Mada, really to the Rambam's Yad HaChazaka in general, and then to Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah in particular, and maybe start the first halacha in the first parak, and next time flesh out some of the classic issues that are raised by some of the well-known Mefarshim and commentaries. So I want to begin with the end of the Rambam's Hakdama. If you have a Rambam in front of you, if you have any edition of the Rambam in front of you, so you know the Rambam's famous Hakdama to the Mishneh Torah, which got him into a little bit of trouble with those who misunderstood him, talks about the Mesorah in general, the Shalshalos HaMesorah, the transmission of the Torah Shebaal Peh, all the way down, essentially, till the Rambam's time. And then, the Rambam, in the last paragraph, depending upon what edition you have, it will appear as a separate paragraph or after a colon. The Rambam says, Ubizman hazeh, towards the end, if you're using the Frankel edition, it's not a new paragraph, but it's the lower right-hand side of page Dalet. If you're using one of the other editions, the classic edition does appear as a separate paragraph. Ubizman hazeh, Rambam says, Takfu tsaros yiseros v'dachka shah eskol eshakol v'avda chachmas chachmenu uvinas nivonenu nis tatra. Lefikach, osan apirushen v'atshuvos v'ha'alochos shechibru ha'gaonim v'ra'u shehim dvorim mivuorim Niskashu b'yameinu. Rambam's talking about the evolution of halachic codes. And the Rambam says, in the generation that preceded his, he had the writings of the Gaonim. They wrote halachos, meaning collections of halachos, and they thought that they were explained, that people that would understand them and know how to live by reading those codes. But yet, because of the tsaros of Galus, there are not that many people that could read through the writings of the Gaonim and know what to do. Halacha lemaisa. Vein sarach lomar haTalmud atzmo haBavli vaYerushalmi. In addition to the writings of the Gaonim, of course, we have the Talmud, Talmud Yerushalmi, Talmud Bavli, the Sifra, the Sifrei, the Tosafos, all of which play an important role in the formulation of halacha. Shein tzrichen das rechava v'nefesh chachama v'zman aroch v'yacharkach yodeya mehen aderech hanechocha v'dvar ma'asurim v'amutar m'shar dini Torah heichli. A person, before he can know how to live his life on any given day, would have to have some familiarity with Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifra, Sifrei, Tosfos, the writings of the Gaonim. And then you can go and know what to do. What's mutter, what's aser, what's tame, what's tahor. But the average person already in the Rambam's time was not able to do that. V'nezeh, na'arti, chitzni, ani, Moshe, ben Rabbi Maimon, hasfardi, v'nish'anti alatzur baruch hu. He was moved and relied upon a kodesh baruch hu. B'chol eil hasfarim, ubinosi, b'chol eil hasfarim, V'ra'isi l'chaber dvarim ha'mizbarim mikol eilu ha'chiburin be'inyan ha'asar v'amutar v'atamei v'hatohor im shar dini Torah. Ram says, I saw fit to basically anthologize, in a way, all of that material. The Bavli, the Yerushalmi, the Sifra, the Sifrei, the Tosfos, the writings of the Gaonim, and others, to create a code that would speak to the average person. And to make it in such a way that it would be clear, Im Shar Dini Torah, Kulan Beloshon Berura, written in a clear fashion, Derech Ketzara, concise, Achete Torah Shabal Peh, Kula Sedura Befi Hakol, so that all the Torah Shabal Peh would be essentially accessible. Velo Kusha, Velo Pirak. Velo Ze Omer Bechov, Ze Omer Bechov, people, one guy would say this, one guy would say something else. El Dvorim Berurim, Krovim Nechonim, Apia Mishpat, Asher Yizbar, Mikol Eila, Chiburin, Vapirushin, Hanim Soim, Yimos Rabbeinu, HaKadosh, V'Achshav. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, reference to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So from that time until now, Rama says he's going to give us the bottom line, as it were. Achu kol hadinin gluyin lekatan legadol. So that even a uninitiated person can know what the halacha is. Bedin kol mitzvah mitzvah, ubedin kol advarim shetiknu chachamim unevim. Klol ol shadavar, kedei shol yehi adam sarach lechibur acher ba'olam. And here's a little bit of what was troubling to some of the contemporaries of the Rambam's time. They didn't know exactly what he meant when he said this. Kedei shol yehi adam sarach lechibur acher ba'olam bedin midine Yisrael, a yechibur ze mekabetz latorah shebaal peh kula, imata kanel, samin hagel, sagzeir, shenasu, mimos roshim, moshe benu, ve'ad hachibur ha-talmud, ukemoshe pirshu, lanu hageonim, b'chol chibureihen, shechibru achar ha-talmud. I'm basically saying, if you want to know the sum and substance of Torah shebaal peh, all you'll need is this work. Now obviously he didn't mean to obviate the learning of Talmud, he didn't mean to say that somehow the Shas was no longer significant because the Rambam was writing his Mishnah Torah. On the contrary, the Rambam was saying that the average person simply doesn't have enough time to comb through all of Shas to know how to act halacha lamaisa. So the Rambam is going to write a code that will be based on the Torah Shebaal Peh and will make it such that a person knows how to act. But Chas V'Shalom, the Rambam never meant that he's going to do away with the Talmud. L'fish adam kari Torah Shebichsav tchila. A person will, of course, have no choice. He has to read Torah Shebichsav. V'yachar kach kari b'zeh. And then he'll read this work. V'yodeh mimenu Torah Shebaal Peh kula. V'ein ol tzarech likros sefer acher b'neim. You won't have to read anything else. Torah Shebichsav and this. Now, does he mean, again, does he mean you don't have to learn Torah Shebaal Peh? No. It means for halacha lemaisa, you don't have to go through all of Maseches Brachos to know and to do the rush and to do the various tosos to know what bracha to make on chocolate or to what bracha to make on an apple. You'll check in the Rambam, see what the Rambam says. The Rambam is going to do you a big favor and he's going to give you the bottom line.
But he's not saying that it's replacing an entire sugya. He's just saying
halacha. He's right. Just trying to tell you for the purpose of halacha. The Rambam's Mishnah Torah is a halachic work.
Right.
Even the Yisodei HaTorah, which seemed to be philosophical, the Rambam calls halacha. Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. See, David, it all comes back to halacha.
In this room.
What's that?
With Adam and I.
All right, now, the Rambam now is going to tell you a little bit just about how he structured his magnum opus, Mishnah Torah. V'ra'isi l'chalik chibrozeh, halachos halachos. The Rambam did us a tremendous favor and broke it up in very small, digestible parts called halachos. B'chol inyan v'inyan v'achalek ha-halachos l'prakim. They're divided into chapters and sub-chapters, subsections. Prakim and halachos. Sheba'os inyan v'chol perek ha-perek. Achalek also l'halachos katanos. K'dei sheyihiyu sidurin al-peh. Does that mean that a person can actually memorize them? I'm not exactly sure what the Rambam meant when he said that. But essentially, that it would be something that is easily navigable and a person could, with not too much effort, know what the Rambam is saying and know what the halacha is, at least according to the Rambam. Eilu halacha shebechol inyan v'inyan. Yesh mehen halacha shein mishpatei mitzvah achas belvad. V'hi ha-mitzvah sheyesh ba divrei kabbalah harbe. V'hi inan b'fnei atzmo. V'yesh mehen halacha shein kololon mishpatei mitzvahs harbe. Im yu osan ha-mitzvahs kulan b'inyan echad. As we'll see. And as many of you have already familiarized yourselves with, the Rambam goes through halachos. Sometimes they're very detailed, sometimes they're not. Sometimes there's halachos that span for many, many prakim. Sometimes there are halachos that are shorter in their size and their volume. M'nei shechiluk chibrozeh hu lefi ha'inyonim, lo lefi minyan ha-mitzvos, kamo shizbar l'koribo. It's not broken up according to the mitzvos, it's broken up according to halachos. Rambam wrote another work that's broken up according to mitzvos, which we're going to, of necessity, have to make recourse to as we go through the Yisodei HaTorah, because some of the same material that's covered in the Yesodei Torah is also covered in the Sefer HaMitzvos. U'minyan HaMitzvos Shel Torah HaNoagos L'Doros Sheshmeos U'Shloshesrei Mitzvos Mehin Mitzvos HaSei Masayim Shmona V'Arboim Siman Lahem Minyan Eivorav Shel Odom. So for all those scoffers who like to make fun of the fact that people say there are 248 limbs and 365 sinews and so on, the Rambam says it. So if it's funny when someone else says it, then I guess it's equally funny when the Rambam says it. Whatever it means when someone else says it, that's what the Rambam means. So the Rambam says that there are mitzvos aseh k'minyan 248. We often say ramach evarim, 248 evarim. Mehen mitzvos los aseh shlosh meos chamesh v'shishim shasa, 365. Simon lehem minyan yemos hachama. Okay, so over here he doesn't say that they're like the gidim. He says they're like the yemos hachama. And this is just a way of remembering it. It doesn't mean there's some type of Kabbalistic intent here. This is just a way of people remembering how many mitzvahs there are. Okay, we take it for granted because it's introduced to us from the youngest age, the Tayag mitzvahs. But you could imagine in previous generations it wasn't necessarily like that. You had to know the mitzvahs. How did you know the mitzvahs? Okay, so you remember 248, 265, and then you have to figure out what goes in there, and you have to. Some people actually memorize all those mitzvahs. But we're certainly not going to do that at the moment. So that is the Rambam's Hakdama. Again, it's the end of his Hakdama. This is not unique to Sefer Mada. This is the Rambam's Hakdama to all of Mishneh Torah. Now, let us turn to the beginning of Sefer Mada. Rambam broke up his Yad HaChazaka into Svarim, the first of which is entitled Sefer HaMada. Now, what you may not realize, maybe you do, the Rambam starts off every Sefer with a what?
A little pasuk.
With a pasuk. Yes. That's not something that they would put in by the printers. There's actually a pasuk at the beginning of every Sefer. So what's the pasuk with which the Rambam kicks off, introduces Sefer HaMada? This is a pasuk in Tehillim. It is in Perek Lamed Vav, pasuk Yud Aleph. And that pasuk says, if anyone wants to follow along, I'll read it aloud. You can take my word for it. But you will not find it in there. But in a full Tehillim, you will certainly find it. It's a pasuk that should be familiar to us. The pasuk says, Meshoch Chastacha Liodecha. Just the simple title of the pasuk is, extend your kindness to those who know you, and your charity to the upright of heart. What exactly is the Rambam's intent in citing this pasuk? Why is he quoting this pasuk? Any ideas?
What does the pasuk mean?
Extend your kindness to those who know you, and your charity to the upright of heart. I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So the Radak on the Pasuk says like this. What does Meshoch mean? Meshoch is...
You mean to like draw?
Yeah, to stretch out, to extend. Chastacha, chesed ha'olam hazeh, says the Radak. Sheyuchlo l'hisasek b'chachma u'b'mitzvos. Shelo yiye lohem moneya me'isek olam hazeh, oye pirish ha'pasuk olam haba. Whether it's this world or the next world, sounds like, says the Radak, it's referring to the fact that a person is able to be osek in the chachma and the mitzvos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Liodecha, heima chachamim ha'misaskim v'torah b'mitzvos v'chachmas halokim kifikocham. These are people who toil in trying to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah as best they can. Kifi kocham. Who are the Yishrei Lev? Heim ha-hochem b'som Lev u'b'yosher mis'askim b'torah mitzos el shalo higiyu l'chachma ha'alokis rak mi'derech ha-kabbalah. And then he goes on here to talk about some of the other aspects of the pasuk. So again, what is the psalmist, as we call him? What is the author saying over here? apparently there's some connection between toiling in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, knowing his ways, and this notion of Yishrei Lev.
What's the difference between the Yodecha and...
So, the Rambam is bringing this in specifically over here to tell us something. What is he trying to tell us? He's trying to tell us that Sefer Hamada, by the way, what's the Shoresh of the Hamada, Sefer Hamada, comes from the Lashon to know. Yidiyah, right? Yeda, same thing. Sefer Hamada means the book of knowing, the book of knowledge. So, Meshoch Hastachal Yodecha, that's the connection to Sefer Hamada. It's the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Yidiyas Hashem, which brings a Yishav, which brings a certain sense of satisfaction, a certain sense of tranquility, a certain sense of peace to the knower, to the Yodei Hashem. That's what gives a person Yishav Hadas. So the Rambam, in bringing this pasuk, is trying to explain that it is through that, it is through the Yidiyas Hashem, Shochas Tachal Yodecha, V'tzidkas Chal Yishrei Lev, now as we introduce the Sefer Hamada. Okay?
Can you repeat that?
Is that clear? Yeah. Sure. The Rambam, I think, is just trying to highlight the fact that it's the Yidiyas Hashem, on one level or the other, that a person has that will give him this quality of being Yishrei Lev. A person will be content, a person will be happy, a person will be satisfied, a person will be at peace to the extent that he feels he's Yodea Es Hashem. He has Yidiyas Hashem. He has a certain understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, understanding what it is that Kadosh Baruch Hu expects from mankind, and of understanding his Torah. That's essentially the blueprint for the same. Right? The Torah is the Chachmas Hashem revealed to us. It's a way of a Kadosh Baruch Hu telling us what it is that man is expected to do, what it is that we could do to be living in line with the purpose for creation. And the person's doing that, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Sukkah, when he talks about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So the Rambam there talks about the greatness of the Simcha, and the Nosei Kelim explained that when a person has a certain appreciation of living in line with his purpose for creation, there's a certain Simcha that comes about from that, and that was manifested in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And we could talk about that another time. But over here, the point is that the Rambam is introducing the Sefer, he's highlighting the importance of Yidiyas Hashem, making reference to this pasuk, and also, again, you see this in other svarim. Maybe you think this is cute when other people do it. Maybe you think it's strange when other people do it. But again, the Rambam does it, and that is that he specifically starts off the first halacha in Hilchos Yisrei Torah with some type of acrostic acronym. Not sure what else to call it. But did you ever notice in some of the Rambams it's actually written with large letters, the first few words? Yisod ha-yisodos v'amud ha-chachmos. Did anyone ever notice that? Some Rambams it has those first couple of letters specifically larger than the others. Anyone have an idea why that is?
Yud Kei Vav Kei?
Yeah. Again, that's not just someone else writing this. This is the Rambam writing this. So you see that other authors do this. Other authors talk about Ramach Evarim and Shosagidim. Other authors do this, some type of nod to the Shem Hashem. The Rambam does it also. So the idea is here that he's starting off the beginning of the Yisrei Torah with this important concept that, yeah, this is what this is all about. This is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is about Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Yisrei Yisodos, which he's about to tell you, is very much centered on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.
Is it Rambam?
The commentaries that adorn the pages of the Yad HaChazaka are pretty much consistent throughout, except in parts of Sefer Mada, if you notice, there is something that's called the Pirush. You know why it's called the Pirush? Because the author is really unknown. He's often referred to as the Mefarish. In Hilchos Yisrei Torah, you have, throughout a good portion of the Hilchos Yisrei Torah, you have this Pirush, and when it's cited elsewhere, they refer to him as the Mefarish. Who is it? We're not really sure, but someone that took a lot of effort in trying to explain the Rambam's intent, at least in a good part of Hilchos Yisrei Torah. At the very beginning, Ariel, he writes, the Pirush writes, Sefer Harishon v'hu Sefer Hamada. Karo Sefer Hamada l'fi shekalal bo ha-mitzos hatulios b'machshava. The mitzos that are contained herein are those that involve machshava, thought, u'b'mada, and knowledge, and deos, ideas. V'halachos rishonos, halachos yisodei ha-Torah, karu kach, l'fi shamitzos, anechlos mein, hein ikar ha-Torah v'yisodoseha. What does the Rambam call these halachos, yisodei ha-Torah? Because they are, as their name indicates, the foundations. These are fundamental to everything else. And you really can't, I've made this point many times, you can't expect, or I don't think it's reasonable to expect people to be excited about Limud HaTorah and to take it seriously if they don't have this. If they don't have this Yisod, they don't have the Yisod that the Torah comes from the Borei Olam, and the Torah is the Ratzon Hashem expressed to us, then of course, how serious can you take it? As long as it's fun, you'll do it. Once it's not so much fun anymore, you won't do it. But that's why the Rambam begins all of Mishnah Torah, Halacha, by saying there are certain fundamental principles here. There's certain Yisodos. And you need this before you can do everything else. Before you can get to anything else, it's important to understand these principles.
Is it a Purish or?
One or two more minutes before we stop for today. Take a look at Halacha Vav for a second. Of course, we're going to spend a lot of time with Halacha Aleph. But take a look at Halacha Vav. We throw around this term all the time. It's important to know where this term comes from. And this halacha really, I think, dovetails with halacha aleph. In halacha vav, the Rambam says, "V'yidias davar zeh mitzvah saseh," the knowing of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the knowing of the singularity of the Borei Olam. That's a mitzvah saseh. Shenemar, Nochi Hashem Elokecha, mitzvah in the Torah, classic. It's on the tablets, right? V'kol hamale al daito sheyesh sham. If a person entertains the thought, maybe accepts the thought that there is some other deity out there, he's over on a low sasein. We say that all the time. We call a person a kofer. That guy's a kofer. What does that mean, he's a kofer? So we know that's a spit word. You say that. That's right. That's the way you put a guy down. That's, you sneer when you say that. He's a kofer. But what does that mean? Kofer means you're denying. What is a person denying? You're denying the ikar. Kofer be'ikar. Shezehu ha'ikar ha'gadol sha'kol talibo. This principle, aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, hey, vav, this yisod, this is the basic. This is the basic foundation of everything else that comes afterwards. And if a person is in denial of that, or a person has a corrupted idea of that principle, which we'll have to flesh out, he's a kofer. He's a kofer be'ikar. But that's where that term comes from. He's kofer on this fundamental yisod ha-yisodos. All right. There are a lot of other things that need to be spoken out here before we can really get to the meat of Halach Aleph, but I'd like to try to keep the shiur to a half an hour so we don't take away too much time from Seder. So I'll check in with you at some other point, either today or later during the week, and you let me know how you think this went. If you want, try to do it twice a week going forward. Maybe we could do that. If you want to keep it once a week, I'm fine with that also. But what I'd like to do next time, just as a teaser, is that what they call it? Spoiler? I'd like to go through this list of the mitzvos that the Rambam enumerates here. The Rambam lists 10 mitzvos, which are included in the Yisod HaTorah. I'd like to just run through that list, just very quickly mention what the mitzvos are, where they are in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and then get into this Halacha Aleph in the Yisod HaTorah. There are a number of major themes in this first Halacha. One is, again, just to give you some coming attractions, something to think about, the Rambam talks about the Yisod as being Leida Sheyesham Motzei Rishon. Leida. Elsewhere, the Rambam talks about the same thing, or seemingly the same thing, with the Lashon of Lahamin. So we're going to have to spend some time discussing what is the Rambam's real intent. Is the Rambam's intent that we be people who are Yodea, Yodim, or should we be people that are Ma'aminim? Or maybe there's some synthesis of both. Now that's an important thing that needs to be discussed here. Many, as I mentioned at the outset, of the classic commentaries address this problem in the Rambam's literature. Because over here he talks about Yediya, and elsewhere, seemingly presenting the same exact mitzvah, uses the lashon of Lahamin. We'll talk a little bit about that. And we'll talk about some of the things that are actually included in this principle of Leida Sheisha Motzei Rishon, what exactly it is, and what it demands of us. And then we'll move through some of the other halachas as well. Obviously, once we get halacha aleph off the ground, base through vav will be a little bit less time-consuming. All right, so we'll stop here, and I hope to see whoever's interested next time.